from WHYY in Philadelphia.
More gruel, comrade. It's the Siberian Prison Adventures of Eleanor Amplify.
Hey, keep it down, announcer guy.
When last we left our hero,
Eleanor Amplified, this committee takes great pleasure in finding you guilty of all charges.
No!
Eleanor Amplified has been exiled to Siberia.
Boss, what are we gonna do?
Barry, you're going to get Eleanor back and clear her name. But not alone. You're going to need a team.
I hope you like your cellmate. No one else does.
So what are you in for?
Same as you. I made some very powerful people very angry with me.
Who are you, Maggie?
Psst. Eleanor.
Barry, what are you doing here?
What do you think, Eleanor? We're breaking you out of here.
Hey, what are you doing here, small man child?
What? Me? Just cleaning the toilets.
Toilets have not worked for years. Alarm! Alarm! Prisoner escape!
What? You got it all wrong!
I don't know how you got in here, little human, but you're staying for good now.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah, nuts. As in, you are nuts. What were you thinking?
I was trying to rescue you.
A priceless A+.
And who's your lovely vampire friend?
Watch it, pipsqueak.
Barry, this is Maggie Egbert Roscoe.
What? M.E. Roscoe? The Heimler Award-winning journalist?
Heimler Award. I thought you were the first winner.
I was. I'm also the first and only person to give it back. They don't mention that part.
That's the biggest award in journalism.
Kid, let me tell you something. Albert Heimler was just a rich guy who wanted to date me. So he made up an award.
No.
Oh, yes. In fact, I don't know of any prestigious award that isn't just an excuse for rich old men to throw parties and serve hors d'oeuvres.
But if we didn't have awards, how'd we know how good we are?
You're just as bad as Amplified over here.
Thanks, Maggie. Barry, I do appreciate you coming all the way to Siberia. But what were you thinking?
Barry, come in, Barry. Have you found Eleanor yet?
Was that Veronica Hazard?
See, I did have a plan. 10-4, Veronica. I've located Eleanor. But I also got captured.
Captured?
Did he say captured?
And you found Captain Shaunery?
And Dr. Gordon, too.
Eleanor, Barry, we have a new plan. Are you near a window?
Yes, there's one in the cell.
Good. Hang a bedsheet out of it.
Check.
Right. Now, you may want to get away from that window.
Get away from the window? What do you suppose...
Did I thank you yet for being such a courteous cellmate?
Eleanor! Eleanor! This way! We've got a van waiting, but we need to hurry before the guards show up.
Let's go!
Right! Maggie, come on!
No, Eleanor. I'm staying here.
What? But you shouldn't be here either.
Oh, I can take care of myself, whippersnapper. Besides, I can distract Boris and the guards while you escape.
When I clear my name, I'll come back for you.
Oh, so generous. I told you, I'm right where I want to be. And don't worry, you'll see me again.
All right. Thanks, Maggie, for everything.
Just remember what I told you. Forget all that fame and glory malarkey. Just trust your instincts and get the truth, Eleanor. People deserve to know the truth.
Bye, Maggie.
Stop yet.
Boris! Boris, over here. I think I broke my hip. You'll have to carry me everywhere and feed me all my meals.
Alarm! Alarm! Prisoner, escape!
Elevator, when it's a shame, cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at the old ball game. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer.
Stop!
Shut up!
Silence! Look here, Gordon, I will turn this van right around.
You mean this minivan? Cause that's what it is.
It's my mother's car, and yes, it's a minivan. And it's all I could get on such short notice.
I think it's a wonderful vehicle, Veronica. I've never been so comfortable.
Why, thank you, Captain Shonery.
Ooh, Captain Shonery likes Veronica.
I will literally feed you to the alligators.
Ooh, Veronica likes Captain Shonery.
I keep telling you, I'm not really a captain.
This is DJ Jabberjaw in the Morning, here with some breaking news.
Guys, quiet down.
In an unprecedented landslide, Mega Blurk CEO Angela Brandt has been elected President of the United States.
Oh, thank you, country, for your confidence. I promise everyone good times and good vibes. But first things first. Remember when I said no more radio? Well, let's make that no more radio and no more TV. That's right, folks. We're going internet all the way. Well, what are you waiting for? Shut it down.
Well, I guess that's it for DJ Jabberjaw. Come see me down at the roller rink on Tuesday.
Well, there goes radio.
Don't worry, Eleanor. We're not out of this yet.
And can I ask where we're going? It's very uncomfortable back here.
Sorry, lad. Smallest one goes in the back. Those are the rules. Besides, we're almost there.
And where is there exactly?
We're going to see the rook.
What's the rook?
Rooks are small birds related to crows.
That they are, Veronica. But the rook is no bird. The rook is only the most sophisticated hacker on the internet.
I've never heard of...
Of course not. No one hears about the rook. The rook hears about you.
And what makes you think this chess piece bird hacker will help us?
The rook owes me a favor. We have a history. Pull over in front of that house, Veronica. We have arrived.
We have? This is just a quiet neighborhood. It looks so...
normal. The rook prefers to hide in plain sight. No one would ever think that within this humble house lives one of the most powerful minds in the civilized world.
Wow.
Cool.
Can we get out of the car now, please?
Only Eleanor and I can meet with the rook. You guys wait here.
Oh, 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer.
Just let me do the talking, Eleanor. The rook doesn't like pop-ins.
Is this dangerous? I mean, would a hacker want me to see their face?
We're quickly running out of options, Eleanor. You're a fugitive. Brandt's president. There's no more radio. We need help.
Hello?
Hello? Who's there?
It's Con Shonery. I come seeking help from the rook on behalf of Eleanor Amplified.
Oh, all right, the rook? The rook! You got company, sweetheart. Come with me. You know, the rook is very busy.
It couldn't be helped, madam. We're in grave danger.
Who is that? Hey! Hey!
Con Shonery is here, sweetie. Yeah, he says he's a grave danger. He's in grave danger.
Okay, thanks, Mom. 99745-001. Kumai! Kumai!
Hello?
Shh! Wait for the rook to address you.
Niet, niet, uchazni. Oh, please, Robert Jordan.
How old is she?
No one knows.
Yeah.
But probably like 7 or 8 or something. She's a digital native, Eleanor. The internet is all she's ever known.
Who's she talking to?
It has been said that the rook's social network contains billions and billions of followers.
I don't see a computer.
Computer? Ha. Eleanor Amplified thinks I use a computer.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
You too, Eleanor. I was a big fan of your radio show.
Thanks. So what are you doing?
I'm managing a currency exchange, closing a land deal in China, discussing high fantasy fiction, and playing chess.
What, like on your phone?
My phone. Beep, boop, bork, Eleanor Amplified. That's a good one. Pawn to queen 6.
Eleanor, you're embarrassing both of us.
Well, do you know what she's doing?
Of course not. Just listen to her.
There's been a lot of chatter about you, Eleanor. Angela Brandt sure made a fool of you.
Yeah, well, I guess I had it coming.
True. And now that Brandt's president, she's closer than ever to putting her plan into action.
Hey, the rook, can we play with NORAD again?
Hannah, get out! Mom! Hannah's in my room again!
Mom, the rook is yelling at me.
The rook, be nice to your sister.
Ugh, sorry, Hannah. We'll play with NORAD a little later, okay?
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Look, Eleanor. The internet is scared. There are rumors. Whispers that Brandt is trying to change the world. but I can't see her plans.
So she was up to something besides becoming president. Please, the Rook, can't you hack into, like, the mainframe with the servers and the Wi-Fi?
Eleanor, of course I can hack into the mainframe with the servers and the Wi-Fi, but Bran's keeping her secrets on a smartphone, and she's keeping the phone disconnected from the internet.
A smartphone? That's weird.
And not just any smartphone. Your old smartphone.
What? My phone? The phone that she used to frame me? Ugh, it is never ending with that woman.
She's crazy, all right. Crazy brilliant. Whatever she's got on that phone, it's big. If you're going to stop her, you've got to get that phone.
Okay, let's say I somehow get access to the phone. What then?
Connect it to the internet, turn on the Wi-Fi, plug it into a network, whatever. Just get that thing online, and I'll take it from there.
So you can destroy it or copy it, whatever it is?
Have you got a better plan?
Well, no. How long will it take you to hack into the phone?
I don't know. Hours? Minutes? You'll have to keep it connected for as long as possible. You'll know when I'm done.
Okay, so we just have to steal the president's phone.
I once had to steal a chafing dish from the King of Spain. I failed.
Well, I hope you have an idea of how we can break into the White House.
You wish it was that easy. Angel LeBrant is still the CEO of Megablurg. She's keeping the phone in her office. You'll have to infiltrate Megablurg headquarters.
Infiltrate the biggest technology company on the planet? That sounds crazy. Impossible. Crampossible. Can the gang pull it off? We'll find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified is a production of WHYY in Philadelphia and made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Foundation. Would you like to get a newsletter or just keep in touch? Leave us your email at eleanoramplified.com.